Live. It's your show, and you can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it is Ian joining you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to give you an update tonight on our friend Sam, who is still in jail. Some people thought there was a chance that he could be getting out today, and it didn't turn out that way. We'll give you the latest and what the government goons are saying about the situation. But first, we go to your phone calls. That is the point of the show. Let's talk to Avery in Colorado. Avery, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark. Avery?
Hi, guys.
Hey, yeah, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, what's going on with the Federal Reserve, okay? The banksters in the world are pulling the plug on the rest of the humanity. The reason they've started this collapse is the technology is getting to the point where they don't need human beings to do their work. The whole reason that rich people have needed poor people was not to make them wealth, but to do things for them, to mine the gold, do this, do that. Well, once they have machines doing it, which is by Cornell University's estimation by 2040, quoting from them, all tasks necessary for human existence on planet Earth will be formed by machines and technology.
Okay.
That means everything you need. You want a house? Machines do it. You want to build a skyscraper? Machines do it. You want a cop? A machine does it. You want a doctor?
So,
okay.
How do the rich people get rid of those pesky poor people?
Right. So the ruling elite, a.k.a. the bankers, aren't about to bring our economy out of the mess they created. Okay. They're collapsing it. Why are they collapsing it? Because they want to collapse the human population very quickly, as fast as they can.
There's no evidence that poverty causes a de-escalation in human growth and the human population growth.
Yeah, in fact, it's the exact opposite.
The poverty has nothing to do with it. They just want to get rid of us.
Uh-huh.
The best way to do it, well, you collapse the economy. It's a proven fact that when the economy goes down, death rates goes up. People can't get insurance. They can't pay for insurance. There's so much stress. You get, suicide. It's a fact.
Aren't the doctors part of the poor people?
Oh yeah. But the doctors will be replaced by machines. Right now, if you want surgery on your hip, it's performed by a machine, not by a human hand, because machines are so much more accurate. Computers are just so much more accurate than a human hand that if you want a hip replacement, a robot's doing the operation for you, buddy. And so by 2040, they don't need any humans for anything. There's only one kind of human that the rich elite banksters are going to want, and that's what I call the tech priesthood. That means people who have in their minds, hey, I can tell you exactly how a cell phone works. I can make the computer chips models. I can tell you how it all works. I'm the guy who designs the stuff. They need those people.
I think you're right. Thanks for calling.
So, no. I want to know what he's going to do about all this. I mean, if it's true that the machines are going to replace everyone and then they're going to wipe out the Earth's population with the exception of the super elite, what are you getting at exactly? What do you think is going to occur?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The first bring down, okay, remember the 9/11 towers come down. You say, oop, there goes one floor. Oop, there goes another. Okay, and the first blow is the economy. Okay, what I'm waiting on is the disease and the war. Now, there was a...
There's war going on right now. You're just saying there's going to be more war, and you're expecting disease to...
Yeah, not just a little piddling around wars.
Okay.
Still, wiping out millions at a time wars. And there was a big pharmaceutical company that makes vaccines, and they shipped as bird flu vaccine live.
Here's what I don't understand.
Is the economy one of the four horsemen, or has he had an added odd since then?
Oh no, the economy, and I guess I could look at the four horsemen and pick which one of them is representing the economy.
I think he's new. His horse is probably green.
Wait a minute. Okay, now Avery, what is it exactly? Why would the rich people of the world want to exterminate the rest of the world? I mean, why not just move into some rich enclave like most of them have done and isolate themselves from the riffraff? I mean, what's the point in...
And take advantage of the labor.
I'll explain that to you.
Well, he's saying there will be no more labor.
Colorado.
That's ridiculous.
Okay? When I got here in 85, you could walk all over these mesas. It's one of the most beautiful spots on the face of Earth. Absolutely, okay? You try walking out there on their on that pieces of land which I used to walk, which were cattle, you know, ranches and stuff like that. The cops are on you in a minute saying, what are you doing on my earth? That's what the rich people do. They buy up large pieces of earth. It's the most valuable thing. You talk Ted Turner, you talk anybody rich. What's the main thing they want more than anything else? A big, beautiful piece of the earth.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that. I mean, sure, we all want pieces of earth. I mean, it's nice to have places to live that are nice and everything, but, you know, they are keeping you out pretty successfully, so why is it that they want to kill us all off?
Yeah, you haven't gotten any sort of motivation for mass murder. I can think
of another motivation is that rich men probably want to have sex with as many women as possible, and in order to make that more likely, they would have to keep a larger array of them.
Yeah,
well,
that's true.
Yeah, but until you get androids that you can't tell.
Oh, there, the robots.
That's right.
That's the answer.
The robot
Skynet,
girls, baby.
Yeah. It's a Skynet Terminator scenario.
And she'll do whatever you ask.
Have you seen the new Terminator series?
Right? I don't
the Terminator
watch that
television.
Nonsense.
Martin Gardner, have you seen that one? I've seen episodes of it, and I gotta say, Summer Glau is
she's hot.
It's pretty scary hot.
So.
Yeah, I like the imaginative side of it, but I was just gonna say I think the whole thing is not really the result of some nefarious plot, but just the tendencies of politicians to try to give people things on the backs of others, and if they can hide this sort of thing through central banking, they'll definitely do it. And some people say that it is a plot, fine, but I just don't think that there's real evidence to show that to me. Maybe I haven't looked into it enough, and I don't think they're trying to wipe out the population.
Avery, couldn't you write this in a fiction book so that you can get out there without getting in trouble? You write it in a fiction book so that people can see exactly what's going to happen, and you can, you know, publish it, and you can get this whole story out there, and it can be complete rather than trying to get it across in a couple of minutes on the radio.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I'm a filmmaker. I've been working on the script in the movie. I just need to get my finances together. I got the script together, and it details all this. It starts in the future.
Well, write the book first. That way you could use the book. You can publish the book for free through a publisher. Then you can use the money that you make on the book to jumpstart the movie. You'll be in there.
But wait,
write the book.
What I still don't understand, two things. Number one, what's the motivation for mass murder on the part of the rich people? You say just to own land? Number two...
I mean, they're rich. They should just buy all the land.
They already have a lot of land. I mean, I don't know how much you can actually use, but is that what you're saying their motivation is, just because they want our property?
Well, yeah, basically they want the earth for themselves. Why would they want us around bothering
them? Now, how many people are you talking about here? Because I've known a handful of people, I might call them rich, but you're talking about like trillionaires, billionaires, or something like that?
Yeah, the big people, the banksters.
How many are we talking about? Like 100?
The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds.
200? How many people?
Oh, gosh, I don't think that. Well, from what I understand, what I've been able to determine, they only want about 300 to 500 million people left on the earth.
Why? I thought you said everything would be done by machines. There aren't 300 to 500 million rich people. Come on now. How many rich people are going to be living in this?
Yeah, exactly. So how many people are going to make it? Now, again, remember, they do need the tech priesthood. They do need the scientists. They do need the smart mind.
Why can't the machines?
You're still not talking about 300 to 500,000 people. Nowhere near it.
Right. And besides that, you're wrong anyway. I mean, if you look at what Ray Kurzweil says about how quick technology is going to exponentially increase, I mean, what would they need technicians for? You could have the machines repairing the machines. I mean, you're talking about a world in which there is no point to biological human life at that point. In which case, my next question is, what do you think will stop these machines from turning on their rich, super rich masters?
Oh, well, let's forget the super rich masters turning on each other, because once there's only 300 people left on the planet, well, hell, let's get it down to 200. Let's kill off the,
the lower class.
Right, the yeah. 500 billionaires. Trillionaires left. Well,
yeah.
Forget that. Let's just go for two trillionaires.
It'll be Cain and Abel or Amos and Andy or Laurel and Hardy.
Right.
It'll be terrible.
They're smart enough to realize you need genetic diversity, okay? They need all their families, all their rich families.
Why?
How many? There's probably a
why would they need that?
They're going to live forever.
You're talking about a future in which machines can augment biology. I mean, by the time 2045 comes around, we'll have, you know, the singularity or whatever. I mean, human biological creatures would be completely irrelevant at that point. I'm going to bring Avery back, though, because I want to continue, because I want to know from him what he wants to do about it. I mean, making a film, is that going to stop the super rich from destroying humanity?
It'll make some money.
Hey, there you go. Free Talk Live. More with Avery.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at debtcrisissolutions.com. That's debtcrisissolutions.com today.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gardner.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the updates. You get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com, get on the list, and you'll know it first. Again, updates.freetalklive.com.
So I want you to think about it. What would you do? What's your family going to do if you die? Would they have to turn to the government for help? You can plan right now to take care of your family's income when you pass away by calling 1-800-589-3614. It gets peace of mind. It's Turnco Insurance. It's 1-800-589-3614.
What do you call that? Is that life insurance?
It is life insurance, yeah. They've got different types there, and you know, they'll help you out. They've got somebody who knows a lot more about it than I do.
Very good. 800-259-9231. That's our phone number for you to dial in and bring up whatever you want. Let's go back to Avery in Colorado. Now, Avery, you presented quite a scary story here tonight. Just to recap for our listeners just tuning in, you said that within the next 30 years, you believe that all products and services will be provided by machines, thereby eliminating the need to have living, breathing human beings performing those tasks. And so, therefore, it's your belief that the elite, the rich elite of the world, will take that opportunity to wipe out the human population so they can have the earth all to themselves and their wonderful little machine helpers. Does that pretty much describe your scenario there?
Yeah, and I figure it's going to run in the millions as far as the number of people. I've heard anywhere from 300 to 500 million they want to bring it down to as far as a manageable number on the earth.
Why would they want that many?
Because they, as rich people do, they love big expanses of untouched, pristine earth. And guess what? We're killing the earth. I mean, every human being, kind of, you know, just look at the pollution we're putting in, okay? Look at what's in China. Are we going to, now imagine this technology that I described at Cornell University, that quote was by 2040, that came from Cornell. That's not from Avery. That's from Cornell University. Okay, what do they want? What's their motivation for keeping all these people on their earth, which they want for themselves? What, they want all this pollution going on?
Well, I can see pollution might be an issue, but you were saying that people want pristine, untouched land, and rich people do, and really the evidence is that rich people, in fact want manicured land that, you know, looks great, and I would think, you know, that for, say, deciding which plants are going to live, and you know, doing the grafting and stuff like that, always creating new and better plants, that you would need to have more people.
Well, you're going to need some tech. Again, you're going to, yes, need your tech priesthood.
What is a tech priesthood? What is that?
Okay, all the unskilled people, forget about them. They're done.
What is the tech priesthood, and why are they necessary?
Yeah, the tech priesthood.
What is the tech priesthood and why are they necessary?
The tech priesthood is a name I give them, the scientists in my movie. In other words, they're always going to need expanding technology. Man's mind and desire for more and more power, if nothing else. It should be that some of us are curious and just have insight, but the people that are driving...
Okay, but do you understand that I'm going along with your vision here, Avery? I don't know if I necessarily agree with it, but I'm just kind of playing into it just to ask some questions that I think are very important here. I don't know if you quite have gotten the idea of mankind merging with technology. So you're saying they're going to need human beings as technicians, but I don't think you're right about that because by the time of if what you say is going to happen actually happens, You're going to be living in a world, or they will be living in a world, where the machines have integrated with biology, and therefore there will be no more need for human beings, because essentially, once humans start to augment their brains with technology, the technology will reach a point at which it can think better and do things more effectively than the human brain can. So it will all be the technology at that point that will actually be augmenting itself. Humans will be completely unnecessary, which leads me to my question, and you haven't answered it yet. Question of why do you think that the machines will even tolerate having their elite human masters around?
Okay, because what I think, what Kurzweiler and others miss is the human soul. If you sit there and watch yourself think, I mean, really break down your own thought processes and realize who's sitting in the control room in your brain. When you say lift arm, lift the arm lifts, okay? But somebody's doing that. When you want to go over and think, you're thinking that. And the question that Kurzweiler and others miss, which I go back to the University of Miami, 1970s, mechanical engineer, I know what I'm talking about as far as programming. I mean, when I started programming, we used decks of cards.
Don't get distracted. What did Kurzweiler miss? Go ahead.
But I have been all over programming ever since. And some Kurzweiler says, oh, no, it's all electrons and flow and design. And I'm saying, no, inside of the designed human computer is a soul.
That's fine, machines, but it doesn't answer the question as to why the machines will not eliminate their elite masters in this world you propose.
Because the machines, can never think for themselves. They will never gain.
How do you know? How can you make that declaration?
Well, listen to what I just said. Because when you're inside your mind doing this and following that, and, I want to remember this, I want to multiply this, I want to do that, there's a soul telling the computer, known as the brain, and the body, the machinery, to do all this stuff. There's an actual soul. Machines can never have a soul.
I guess so. There'd be some people that would disagree with you, Avery. I mean, how can you make that kind of an assured declaration about what machines can and cannot do? How can you say that if machines were to be augmented with biology, that they couldn't imbue themselves with such a thing, or that such a thing would not be imbued into them?
I hear what you're saying, but in other words, I'm saying that inside the human computer machine.
I see what you're saying. You said it over and over again at this point. Let me go to the phones.
Okay.
We got Chris on the line in Texas. Chris, you're on with Avery. Chris in Texas, on with Avery. Are you there, sir?
Yes. How y'all doing today?
Hey, you're on with Avery. Go ahead.
All right, Avery. I agree with you somewhat, but I think you're getting a little off course on the machines. I know that's your profession, that's your gift, but I think we need to look at it a little bit deeper. And these eugenicists, what they're called, people who want to control the world's population, who are in control, they're actually in control, and I agree with you on that. But why are they in control? Is because simply our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said they would be. He said these things would come to pass. And this is
so
why
you're saying that Jesus is putting the rich people in control of wiping out the world's population?
No, sir. We live in a fallen world, according to the Bible. And in a fallen world, sin is present in everybody's life. Everybody is a sinner.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
What religion are your parents?
Christian.
Now, why do you suppose that you're a Christian? I mean, do you think that God decided that I'm going to pick Chris? Or do you think maybe it's just because your parents are?
Only through grace and faith saved.
So you're saying, the people around the world, the majority of the people around the world whose parents aren't Christians, and so therefore are the religion of their parents.
This is a good conversation. I'm going to put it on hold for a moment.
Aren't saved by grace. God hates them.
Let's bring Chris. But recap that in a moment for us, Mark. We're going to bring Chris back. Avery, thanks for your call. I think, it's a paranoid, twisted view of the future.
I can't wait to read the book.
I don't hold it myself, but I thank you for the call and the discussion tonight. 800-259-9231. Now, Chris says he agrees with part of it, and he's bringing in a religious component to it. So we'll find out what all this is about here and continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. tobenatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit tobenatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. tobenatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features, by the way, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience. Totally free at freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. I'm one of them. Incorporate your business, create a living will or trust, a will or living trust, and even create a trademark. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents, LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's FTL is in Free Talk Live, LegalZoom.com.
All right, we started the hour out by taking your phone calls. That's what the show is all about. Avery called in to paint a vision of a dangerous, evil future in which machines will replace all of humanity, or almost all of humanity, except for like 1%, and then the ultra-rich will exterminate the remainder of the population and live in machine world, or whatever. And so then another gentleman called in to agree with his apocalyptic vision, and Chris is back on the line with us, Chris in Texas. Now, Mark, you had asked Chris a question right there at the end of that last segment. Could you go ahead and recap that?
Recap the question?
Yeah.
Well, Chris, basically, I want to know how it is that you can be so certain, and you really do sound like a guy who's extraordinarily certain, the faith of a mustard seed, as it were, that you've got the answers as to what's going to happen. You mentioned the Lord Jesus Christ and coming down in days, that kind of thing. And, like I asked you, and you said your parents were Christian, and you're Christian, and you said it was by grace that you were a Christian. So I was wondering about the rest of the people in the world. Does God not have grace on them? Are they, because they're brown, he doesn't like them? What's the reason?
Well, he created us all. He has an equal love for us all.
But you got to be Christian.
He does not love one more than the other.
But you got to be Christian, Chris. How come he must? Because God made you a Christian, and he made the rest of them godless heathens.
No, sir. He didn't. They're not all godless heathens. You know, so there can be a person outside of the Christian faith who lives a perfectly godly life. And God is just. And when you stand before the throne of God in judgment, there's no hiding what you did in your life. He knows you better than anybody else.
So when I stand in front of God, and I will, and I say to God, God, you know, I looked at the Bible. I grew up in a Christian school. I went to a Christian. I taught Sunday school. My mom was a Christian. I looked at it up and I looked at it down. And as far as I could tell, that Bible was full of crap and a bunch of nonsense. So I decided that I wasn't going to believe it. You know, the first and foremost thing that really bothers me is the fact that in English we've mistranslated Jesus's name. It's supposed to be Yeshua, but for some reason we call it Jesus. I figure if we got a mistranslation of a mistranslation and they can't even get the name right, why should I believe the rest of it? Is God going to send me to heaven or hell, Chris?
It's actually Yeshua. And just because you looked at the Bible, I mean, you got to understand
what
the Bible
is. There's a contraction. There's a shorter version. It's like Will versus William.
Yeah, well, I'm not fluent in Hebrew, but that's the way I've heard it pronounced.
Gotcha.
But anyway, if you stand before God, I can't presume to understand what he would say to you if you said that to him, but I would say he left that word here for us, and his son walked the face of the earth.
And how did he leave it?
Well, there's quite a lot of evidence.
Doesn't that bother you? I'm sorry, Chris, that I asked you two. I want to ask you two questions.
He didn't even let him finish his answer,
I didn't even ask
him
to. But, you know, like he was going on to the. Doesn't it bother you that Jesus walked here for 33 years and didn't write crap down?
Well, no, that doesn't bother me. He was the living word. He was the living word. And through his apostles, whom he chose, and through the Christian people in the church, who he chose to pass down the word, and through the Holy Spirit that he gave.
Somebody else's job to write it down, Mark. Somebody else's job to write it down.
Let me just pass it on. I mean, of course I'm going to believe Paul, who wrote the majority of the books of the New Testament, who never even saw Jesus. I mean, I should go to hell if I don't believe it.
Wait, can we go back? He never actually said you would be going to hell, right?
No, he won't say that.
What was your answer to Mark?
If you were to stand in front of God and say that you'd read the Bible, and what you'd be basically saying is you read something that he left here for you that said it is the absolute word of truth. God claims, that's what the book claims to be.
What if I said, hey, God, on top of it, I want to say, I think you did a really crappy job and you're a jerk for having been down here for 33 years and not having written anything down. Like, if this all this whole stuff in the Bible is true and what you say is going to happen, that's kind of how I feel.
Well, That's a personal thing between you and God. I can't pretend to answer that.
Do you believe it's possible? Do you believe it's possible that if the Bible was the inspired word of God, or you believe the accurate word of God, or whatever? Do you believe that was the last time God ever left His word down on the earth?
Do I believe that was the last time that God left His word on the earth?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, yes and no. I mean, He lives through us at the same time. The written word, as far as the Bible and what's in it, I know it's been changed. You know, there's 100-something different versions of the Bible now. But through time, I mean, if you do research, like on the discoveries they found archaeologically, back in the early B.C., 300 B.C. or some of the early scripts that they found, and they match up 90% or 98% accuracy in translation.
The Jews were very, very good about their translations. You're absolutely right. It's when it gets turned over to the white folks that it really starts getting screwed up, Chris.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Let me see if I can bring this back to the point that you're bringing up originally, because obviously you feel that people have free will. They can come to God. They can read the Bible. They can see whether or not they believe it. Your view is that the Bible is literally the word of God. Obviously, Mark disagrees. You know, I'm in the ring and I'm sort of sitting there saying, well, I really couldn't tell you. But as far as the future goes, the point that you brought up about the original conversation we were having about technology taking over man and destroying man, we're all going to be cyberized or Dalekized or something like that. Davros is going to be sitting there taking care of us and exterminating us. Yeah, really.
Great hair.
That point, however, the point you were making was not that Jesus said that it would be, and therefore he wants it to be. It's just that Jesus said this is coming because he could see what man was going to bring upon himself because of his foibles and his free will bringing about this age of destruction. Is that correct? It's not that Jesus wants this to happen. It's Jesus said this is going to happen, and this is going to be your future.
That's correct, sir. And yes, God wishes that none should perish, not one, but all should come to repentance and learn his way in his heart. And he wishes that none perish. And if you believe the word of truth, that's what that word of truth says.
He doesn't believe that, Chris. You don't believe that for a second. Does God exist in time or out of time?
God is time.
God created time? Is that what you're saying? No, God is time. Time is God?
Well, no. He's that and sure many other things. He's everything that we could ever perceive and more than we could ever know.
So he created time? God created time or not?
God created the heavens and the earth. I don't know about time, but he said...
Well, he either exists in time or he created time. Do you understand?
Well, is time the same here as it is on Venus? You know, I don't know. We just know what we know here on Earth. And God set the time and the season.
And now we know what happens on Venus, too, man. Like the time is the same on Venus. It's going around the Earth. I mean, the days and weeks are different.
Different rate.
That much is true, but time is still passing at the same rate, unless you're going a heck of a lot faster. God either created time or he didn't create time. I suppose you could make the argument that he is time, which makes it a very interesting thing.
Well, if you take the pantheist view that everything is God, then yes, of course, God did create time because time is a creation of man. Man observed the rotation of the Earth.
So if God created time, he knows what happens at the beginning of it, at the end of it, and so therefore, his will is, because he created all of it at once.
Yeah, that's a good point, Marco. His will is that this will happen.
His will is that everybody that goes to hell, he wants them to go to hell, Chris. He's sending them right there with the demons, burn alongside for the rest of eternity, baby.
In a technological apocalypse.
He wants to see your sister burn, Chris.
Chris, your thoughts?
Wow.
Well, you guys, too much. But
I'm telling you, Chris, you've got silly religion. Step back for a second. Take a deep breath. It's silly. It's a bunch of stories, man.
Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free. Now, some of the stories may have some elements of truth to them.
Absolutely. Allegorical stories, good stuff.
Happy Easter, Mark.
1-800-259.
I am so bitter.
9231. You bring up whatever you want. Comment on this or anything. It's Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree, most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-493-7712. 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free. So enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Enter through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com to the Amazon Superstore. Dozens of categories, including Gardner Goldsmith's book,
hey,
which is Live Free or Die.
Live Free or Burn with Mark in Hell.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Used items, even. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, you can do it at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You can call in, bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, guys. Can you hear me all right?
It's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com.
That's correct.
What's on your mind tonight, Dave?
Well, I just wanted to bring up some stuff about all the events that went on April 13th where all these activists were arrested in Keene, New Hampshire.
Okay. There were mass arrests with 7 people arrested in 1 hour's time.
Can you hear me okay?
We've got you. Go for it.
Yeah, it sounds like you're making, like,
well, anyway,
space noises.
There was something that happened that day that was kind of interesting that has kind of gotten overwhelmed by the other news, but when I was actually in there being arraigned, they were arraigning me for trying to get in the courtroom to videotape. The judge actually told me, you know, I said, basically asked me a question, like, how do you plead, basically? And I said, well, I'm going to respectfully decline to answer at least some of your questions, that, you know, in protest of your ban on cameras in the courtroom. Mm-hmm. And his response was, well, if you don't like the ban, you can file a motion. But until a motion is filed, the ban will remain in place.
I have no idea what that is supposed to mean. I mean, because people have filed motions to get cameras in the courtroom, and he's denied them before.
Right. Interesting. I mean,
you're talking about a man who has had you arrested, Dave, and our friend Sam, who is currently in jail, has had 2 people arrested and others threatened over using cameras in his court.
So he lied to Dave.
I don't know what he's saying.
Well, now let me Let me ask, so have any of us actually filed motions, or did we just go through their process?
Their process is filing a motion, and
no, actually, their process is just you're supposed to just call at least you know a few days in advance if possible.
They've told us to file motions, and I have filed a motion and had it denied. So, and now Nick Ryder is filing a motion for the upcoming May 1st trial of Andrew Carroll and Mike Barsky, a couple of the other activists, one of them on trial for holding marijuana in a public place, the other on trial for organizing Freedom Fest, a public event. And so he has put 10 days notice in this time to give them plenty of time so they can't say, well, you filed this motion too close to the beginning of the trial, so we have to reject it. So I guess we'll see what happens there.
Right, yeah, I just took that when the judge said that. I didn't know you'd file the motion, but I took that when the judge said that as like, you know, well, this is something he's showing as a possible way that if we do this, then he'll lift the ban. So I was kind of halfway the impression that I got. Now, you could be correct. Maybe he was just blowing smoke.
Maybe you're right. You know what? I don't know, Dave, if I can recall. I know for a fact I filed them in a different court in New Hampshire, but I can't say for a fact that I filed them at King District Court. So maybe, you know, maybe that's what he wants is just people to bow down to him to the extent of filing the motions, and then he'll let it happen. But at the same time, as Sam has pointed out from ObscureTruth.com, our friend who's currently in a jail cell over bringing a camera in there, as he has pointed out, if it's a right to the freedom of the press, then he doesn't have to ask or should not have to ask permission in order to engage in what is allegedly a right.
I understand where you're coming from on that, Ian, but can you see that if, let's say, 100 freedom activists wanted to film in his courtroom and it was their right to do so, that perhaps it might be somewhat disruptive and maybe break a fire code or two? Like there might need to be some kind of attenuation on that right.
This shows you the unworkability of the government justice system, because
sure,
if you are going to have a government justice system wherein people's tax money is used to make this system work, then you have to be open to everyone going in, admitting as many people as want to be admitted, and it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't matter whether the court can't function or not, because the rights of the people to have their tax money recognized in that system must be recognized.
If there were 100 people in that courtroom, Mark, it would be a disruptive situation whether or not they had cameras. That's a room that could barely even hold, I think, 100 people in the audience area. And, of course, it's a ludicrous excuse because that's not happening. There are maybe a handful of people with cameras.
Well, even if there were a half dozen, it would still be
none of them are in the way. They're not distracting anybody.
But that's all academic, because if you had a private justice system, then you would be signing on to their rules voluntarily.
That's true.
So because you don't have a private justice system, the justice system creates these problems for itself. How can you recognize rights, the right of a free press, if those rights might impinge on the proper functioning of your court system? The two are incompatible. And the reason they're incompatible is because rights supposedly are based on our freedoms and liberties to be able to do what we want as long as we're not impinging on someone else, and the government does not. So they're incompatible.
Dave, you're still here.
Am I still on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, a couple thoughts. You know, regardless of the philosophical side of it, I just think it's appropriate to make sure everyone knows that he said that so that the next step he takes, we can put it in context. If he does, throw away Nick Ryder's plea to record, which is filed as a motion, then we'll know he was just blowing smoke on this, and we'll know something more about him. On the other hand, it's probably good to know, you know, I think it's just good to report on what he said that no one heard.
Yeah, feet on the ground type of thing, Dave. Clearly, that's really important to keep in mind. And I love the way that this could be pushed all the way to the Supreme Court as far as the First Amendment goes. The Supreme Court, actually, it's interesting because the First Amendment is really only a federal proscription against Congress infringing on the freedom of speech or of the press. Local states and towns were supposed to be allowed to do this thing under the constitutional purview, but it's been totally reread over the years.
Dave, I'm glad you brought it up tonight. Any other thoughts?
Well, you know, just whatever the Constitution says, whatever the law says, those aren't our protections. Our protections are our willingness to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, and more people are going to say no as time goes on, and I thank you, Dave, for being one of the first to do it and encouraging others to do so as well. And, of course, we're talking about this situation that is, it's not just a New Hampshire thing. I mean, this is happening all over the country. You try getting into your local courthouse with a video camera and see what happens. We've seen the freedom of the press being, well, oppressed around the country in several different examples to the point where the police are cracking down on even mainstream media sources. I mean, here in New Hampshire, we've seen some evidence of favoritism to where the district courts will favor the established media as opposed to somebody who's like a YouTube media person like Dave at RidleyReport.com, where they'll let a newspaper photographer in, but they won't let me in, or they won't let you know, somebody else who isn't as established in with video recording devices. So,
you know, in this new day and age with YouTube and blogs and all that stuff, and people you know, running legitimate media organizations completely on the internet, some newspapers are going completely internet. There needs to be new provisions, and the court system, because it doesn't service the public in the manner that you know, a free market thing would, simply has to be pushed. And I have to say that I want to be upset with the civil disobedience people that are, you know, with this circumstance. I can't be. It seems like a brave thing. Like, yeah, they have to push this.
And I think you make a great point. You know, I heard an interview a while back with someone from a newspaper, New York newspaper, and he was lamenting the fact that newspapers were all going to go under. He says, where are people going to get their information? The reporters aren't going to be out there. And this is exactly it. We need to see the government people open up to a new paradigm, which is not going to be based on the traditional news gathering sources. These are going to be individuals with particular interests in watching certain types of stories. They go out and cover those things specifically tailored to their kinds of interests, and they are their own editors, and you can rely on them or not rely on them based on how factual their reports are. So
if you've got a blog, you're the news, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be, but they are resisting that change at every possible turn.
Yeah, definitely. If they don't have your little card from the local newspaper,
right.
Yeah.
Well, because as you experienced when you were having your radio career a couple years ago, there was some real pressure coming from the general manager, general manager in the sales department, essentially saying, Gardner, you can't be asking these questions of these politicians that you've had on the show. You're upsetting upsetting the apple cart, and people are they're going to pull their advertising from the station, and so
that's amazing. What's funny about it is that now my listenership at the website is three times bigger than what I would have had on any given day on the radio show that I
absolutely
had.
True.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say anything bad about any stations, but when you're talking about an AM station out in the middle of the country someplace,
yeah,
man, I did it in the middle of a city, and there were times that, you know, you're talking in a week, you might have some 2,000 listeners sometimes. I mean, so your average quarter hour could be double digits.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. But rest assured, the new media here in New Hampshire has not been deterred by all this tyranny. Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
When an expert from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history. And it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson. Available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.